Hi. Today is Monday, June the 12th. Excuse me, Monday, January the 12th, or 17th day of the month of Tevet. This is the Gemara Shir. We're in the just beginning the third parak of Maseches Sukkah. We're up to Daf Lamed Amud Aleph.
Okay, Rabotai. Last week, we had seen the 2-3 lines of Gemara opening the Gemara's discussion on Lulav HaGazal v'Lulav HaYavesh, and we cited the primary machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos on the one hand, the Ramban and most other Chachmei Sforad on the other hand, as to whether or not the discussion between differentiating between day number one, was it day number 2 through 7 in the Beit HaMikdash, in which the mitzvah of lulav is a d'oraita, it may not necessarily be is the same mitzvah of olakachtem, but it is a mitzvah d'oraita, and then you come to the conclusion that a lulav hayavesh, a dried out lulav, is pasul in the Beit HaMikdash, days 2 through 7, but if you are discussing whenever the mitzvah of lulav is a d'rabbanan, such as in our community, where it's only Zeichel HaMikdash days 2 through 7, then you come to the conclusion that Alulav HaYavesh and all Psulei Hadar are acceptable day number 2 and onward. Or do you adopt Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam's position that the Gemara's discussion is to compare Yom Rishon versus Yom 2 through 7 on a Derabbanan level, namely the Chutz La'aretz, outside of the Mikdash, any place out of Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh. And now the Gemara's assumption is that I can understand why you don't need Lachem on the second day of Yom Tov. Why don't you need Lachem? Because the requirement of Lachem is clearly limited to Bayom HaRishon. It says, Olakachtem Lachem Bayom HaRishon. Therefore, the Gemara asks the question, why shouldn't a stolen lulav on the 2nd through 7th days of Sukkot be acceptable? There is no requirement of lachem. Whereas, in relationship to a dried-out lulav or any other psulei hadar, the Gemara understands fully well that those are in force for the second days, from days 2 through 7. So that was the machlokes, and we explained what the lumdus behind it is. We also mentioned a machlokes between Rabbeinu Shlomo Min Ahar, cited by the Ritva, and the Rambam, as to whether or not our second day of Yom Tov is to be included in the words Yom Tov Sheni of our Gemara. Because there is no doubt that when our Gemara speaks of Yom Tov Sheni, it means day 2 through 7 in Eretz Yisrael. There's no doubt about it. Gemara doesn't discuss Sfeika D'Yoyma issues every single state of the time. When it talks about Yom Tov Sheni, it means days 2 through 7. The question was, what is the status of a lulav in our Yom Tov Sheni, which is Suffolk Rishon, which is Suffolk of Yom Rishon? So we mentioned the Rabbeinu Shlomo Min Ahar, who said that whatever is Pasul Yom Tov Rishon is automatically Pasul Yom Tov Sheni, and that would be the logic, because every other Yom Tov Sheni is a carbon copy of Yom Tov Rishon, carbon copy. The only notable exception in every single Yom Tov's observance of Yom Tov Sheni is Legabe Meis. A person who passes away on the first day of Yom Tov, and there is worry that the body will decompose, you are permitted to engage in the burial on first day of Yom Tov, al yidei amamim. Gentiles are permitted to take the deceased to the cemetery, dig the grave, and bury the individual. So much so is the concern for Nivul Hameis, that we don't want to have any desecration of the remains by decomposing, that we would even prefer that the entire process, every step of the way, be done by a Gentile. It's hard to imagine why that's more quite ameis than having your family and people there and a proper hesped and to be buried you know, by a Jewish, but that's what the Gemara says. Can't argue with it. Second day of Yontif, you're also allowed to, every second day Yontif, you're allowed to bury Al Yidei Yisrael. A Jew is permitted to engage in burying on the second day of Yontif. That's no doubt about it. Black and white in Beitza Davar Amaral. No one disagrees. So that is the only difference that we can record in a first day Yontif versus a second day Yontif for all the other Yontif, Rosh Hashanah included, in relationship to Mace. We paskin, there's no difference between Rosh Hashanah day number one and day number two. Al Yidei Akum, day Akum Yom Rishon, Al Yidei Yisrael Yom Sheni. But other than that, there are no differences whatsoever. So the logic would be on the side of the Rabbeinu Shlomo Min Ahar, that whatever is possible on Yontav Rishon is automatically possible on our second day of Yontav. Yet, we mentioned that the Rambam Shita clearly is not that way, and I shared with you the Rav's interpretation why it might necessarily be different. Just as an aside, once I mentioned the difference about Kvura B'Yontav Sheni, in our communities today, the overwhelming majority of Shomrei Torah world does not bury on Yontav Sheni. Does not. Why? Because there is little concern for Nibul HaMeis. Today, in a funeral parlor, we have refrigeration and in the morgue, and as a result, there's no, and it only can lead to Chilul Yontav, which is not warranted. Because when the Gemara says you're allowed to have burial al Yidei Yisrael, it means that you walk to the cemetery and you dig the grave and you do the Tahara. You're not allowed to drive to the cemetery. You're not allowed to. So there are only two communities that I know of that bury on Yontav Sheni. Satmar and Broyers. And that's it. Satmar and then the Broyers. Nobody else. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he recommends against it, and the Rav was also very much against it today, based on the fact that the concern of the Gemara is no longer a reality. But, in relationship to everything else, Yontav Rishon, Yontav Sheni, mirror one another. So we explained why the Rambam would deal. However, the Gemara wanted to know, in either case, why is a stolen lulav possible on the second day of Yontav? So the Gemara answered on the top of the page of Lamed Amin Aleph, Mishum Dehevele Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avela. Because a lulav, which is stolen, is a mitzvah that is facilitated as a result of an avera. And that's no good. Okay? How do I know it's no good? Shene Emar, as it is written, it's a pasuk in Malachi, it happens to be the Haftarah of Parshas Toldo, Parshas Tovos. V'haveisem gozul v'etapiseach v'etachole. Malachi is critical of Am Yisrael that they bring korbanot, but they bring ugly looking korbanot. They bring gozul, stolen, so they steal somebody else's animal, and then they makriv it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then piseach. There's only one way to translate Pesach in the Yiddish. Ayinkadika means it lives. It lives. That's the way, that's the way I learned it, but I was in Cheder, in Parshas Emor. We have a Pesach. Ayinkadika. It's limping. It has one of the mumin. The es hachole, a sickly looking animal. So Malachi is critical of Am Yisrael for bringing these type of korbanot. Arur nochel v'yeshpe edro zachar. Cursed shall be that a person who brings these korbanot and has a healthy looking male in his flock. Arur nochel. Very nice. So the Gemara's drash is gozul dumya de piseach. Stolen is now compared to this hinkadika, this limping animal. Ma piseach lesle takanta, just as this limping animal, a balum, has no way of ever being repaired, it is never accepted on the mizbeach. Once an animal has a blemish from which it's never going to recover, So there's no way to be makrivin on the Mizbeach. So too, a gozel, a stolen animal, can never be brought on the Mizbeach. So from this particular phrase, we learn that a mitzvah habava aveira is no good. Because the Navi tells us that I despise korbanos which are stolen. So the Gemara just plays it out a little. Loshna lifnei yeyush, loshna la'achar yeyush. It makes no difference whether the owner had expressed yeyush, or it made no difference whether he had not expressed yeyush. I'm not going to spend a lot of time now, because on Lamed Omid Beis, there's going to be a major discussion about the relationship of yeyush to our sugya. It's a machlokes Rabbeinu Tam against others. But simply it means, we're going to operate simply just like that yeyush kediyus kone. Namely, that if I lose something, or I steal, or I lose something, I have this tape recorder, and I don't have it any longer. Could be two reasons why I don't have it. Either because I lost it, or because you stole it. In either case, if I am miyaesh, I make a statement, I'm never going to recover this. Once I make such a statement, the person who currently has this tape recorder legally owns it. Operating based on the fact that yeyush kedi, yeyush alone is kone. So the Gemara says, loshna lifnei yeyush, this halacha that you are not permitted to bring a stolen animal is applicable for yeyush, before the owner is miyayesh. So under those circumstances, I know why you can't bring this animal as a korban. Why? It's not mine. And by a korban, the Torah says in Vayikra chapter 1, Pasuk Bet, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban. It's got to be yours. So I understand why, if you steal my animal and I was not yet miyayish, it doesn't belong to you. Therefore, you cannot use it as a korban. But la'achar yeyush, after I expressed vayli lechasaron kis, I'm never going to get this animal back. Halachically, you now own that animal. It doesn't release you of your responsibility to pay me back. Of course you've got to pay me back. But you legally own that animal. So now I want to come to the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen will ask you a question. Is this yours? The answer is yes. So why can't you bring this korban at this time? Must be based on the halacha, because it's a mitzvah haba b'aveira. I am trying to fulfill the mitzvah of korban by having done so, having been facilitated by the violation of an aveira. That's what the Gemara says. Bishloma lifnei yeyush adam ki yakir mikem amar achmana. Before yeyush, I can understand why a stolen lulav is a stolen korban is no good, because it says adam ki yakir mikem amar achmana. The Torah says mikem. This is the law of Deyu. Before Yeyush, it doesn't belong to you. Elo la'acha Yeyush, hokanya the Yeyush. But after the owner was Miyayesh, so you, the Ganav, acquire it. So why can't I fulfill the mitzvah of Karban? Elo la'av must be Mishum Dehevele, mitzvah haba ba'aveh. Very nice. So that's the pasuk which the Gemara quotes. Now the Gemara says another thing.
What do I need the Gemara to tell me that?
Wouldn't I know
that anyway?
How would I know that? If there was no halacha that said that, you would say you're not a nice guy. But were you Mekayim the mitzvah of Karban? You didn't know that such a thing is possible. How did you know that mitzvah of Avera disqualifies the Karban?
That part the Gemara to tell me, but there's a difference of Yeish or not Yeish.
But I don't need the halacha. It's not conclusive. I could have said that Malachi says you cannot bring a gozel. What is he talking about? Lifnei yeyush. Why? Torah says it has to be yours. Mikem.
Why would I limit the mitzvah baba avera to connect to mikem?
No, I would not. That's just it. If there was no halacha of mitzvah baba avera, didn't exist. Now tell me the halacha. Can a gana steal a korban? Can steal an animal and bring it as a korban?
Maybe.
The answer is yes.
Only
why not? Only after. So now that's the conclusive proof.
since Malachi did not distinguish. No. He just wanted to eliminate other possibilities. The only possible reason why you could not bring the korban after Yehush is because of mitzvah babaver. Because everything other requirement is satisfied. That it's not yours, it belongs to me. So, had the halacha not recognized mitzvah babaver, Malachi should have qualified his anger against the Yisrael. I'm angry at you for bringing what? For bringing the stolen. Don't be so angry, Malachi. He was with me, only with me, Aish. I own it. What's the problem? What's the issue?
Before Yehush, there were two reasons. After
Yehush, what?
Before Yehush, there are two reasons.
Correct. That's correct. But the conclusive proof that there is such a halacha, mitzvah b'avera, is only in this case. Yes. And that the application to lulav is that on the second day of Yom Kippur, there's no requirement of lachem. So whether the guy was miyayish or not is of no consideration to me whatsoever. Second day of Yom Kippur, you don't have to own it. So I don't care if when you steal my lulav, even if I was never the Yanish, you would have been Yotze the mitzvah, if not for the fact that there was mitzvah b'avera. Yeah.
I don't know how strong the question is, but what the proof in general is not that the Gemara could have compared Gozel to Chola. Why does the Gemara compare it to Kiseyah?
Because a Chola you can recover from.
What? So maybe Malachi is exactly saying Gozel should compared to Chola. There's only Gozel listening to Yush, which has a
way to repair it.
Right.
But it's compared to Piseyah, it can never be repaired.
Right. So how does the Torah, how does my Lord...
That's what he believes. That's all. That's all.
But if it compared to Chola, you could have had a different...
I understand. Obviously, as I've told you 6,000 times, this is not the source of mitzvah b'avera. Because it's not the most compelling. He's giving mussar here, Malachi. He's giving mussar. This is what we call a nice way to hang your hat on. But this doesn't, it's not a compelling limud. But now the Gemara is apparently not happy with this limud, because the Gemara finds it necessary to quote another pasuk. The Amar Rav Yochanan Meshumin Ben Yochi. My Dichsiv, what is the intention of the pasuk that reads? That reads. It's the pasuk in Yeshaya. Ki ani Hashem ohev mishpat, sone gezel be'ola. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, love justice, and I hate gezel be'ola. What is the meaning of that pasuk? Mashal lemelech basav adam. The analogy is to a king who is shahaya over al beis hamechas. The king is going over the George Washington Bridge. Okay? Amalola avadav, as he's driving through the toll booth, he told the servant, tenu mechas lamuchsin. I want you to pay the toll. Amrulo, his servant said to him, all of the money, the revenue, is going to your pockets. So why are you taking out the money from the toll? It's ultimately going to be brought back into your own pockets. What are you paying the toll for? You're the king. You own all the money. All of the people who travel will learn a lesson from me. They will not try to be toll evaders. Even the king pays the toll. So all of his constituents will also pay the toll. Afa Kodesh Baruch Hu Omer, Ani Hashem Sone Gezel Ba'Oila. I hate what? Gezel. Mimeni Yilmedu Banai V'Yavrichu Atzman Min HaGezel. Very nice. Now, what was wrong with the first derivation that he had to come up with this even less compelling sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates Gezel. Does it really say anything that a mitzvah habal b'avera is no good in this derivation? Doesn't really say anything about a mitzvah habal b'avera. Doesn't say it. Yes, it says Soine Gezel be'ola. But the drash is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want you to want to engage in any theft whatsoever. What's this adding above and beyond the previous halacha? What, whenever you have two explanations, you always have to ask yourself that question. What was wrong with the first one? Why didn't the Gemara think that was sufficient? And the reason which some Rishonim offer is as follows. That particular pasuk, the first one, only talks about korbanos. It's all done. There is a havah meaning to suggest that the psul of mitzvah havah v'averot does not apply to korban. Doesn't apply to korban. Why doesn't it apply to korban? No, excuse me. The Hava Amina would be that it's limited only to Korban. Only to Korban. You're bringing the Korban onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're looking for Kapara. And the way you seek atonement from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to slap him in the face and violate something else. So I could have imagined that the only time that there is a halacha of mitzvah HaBavavera is by Korban. There are many times where the Gemara tries to derive a halacha that is applied to a korban, and what is the Gemara's response? You can't. Why? Kachim shani. There are different standards that apply to the Beis HaMikdash. First says that 5,000 times. So I could have said, had I only had that pasuk, the only time where I would apply the psul is by korban. Therefore, I want to have a second limud to tell me that not only do I apply it to all other mitzvahs, the chiddush is I even apply it to korban. Even apply it to a korban. Why would I think that I wouldn't apply it to a korban? Because by a korban you have this most unusual feature. Take the world in philosophically. Who owns everything in this world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what am I doing? When I steal your animal, right? I steal your animal. If I take it for myself, that's a terrible avla. But all I'm doing is taking that which belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and who am I returning it to? Returning it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm giving back his korban. So I could have imagined that under those circumstances, mitzvah habav aveira applies to what? To every single aveira in the world. Every single mitzvah in the world. With the exception of korban. Therefore, the Gemara now comes and says, no. Not only does mitzvah habav aveir apply to all others, but where else does it apply? It even applies to korban as well. Sone gezel be'ola. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, even though you're bringing it back to him, and he's the source, the origin of all ownership, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in this at all. And I will show you in 2 seconds that this happens to be the correct shot. I'll show you in 2 seconds. Yeah.
Isn't the first example enough to say that it's the halakha is that, okay, you may think it's for everything except the korban, but because the first example is...
No, because the first example is saying that it does apply. Mitzvah Bav Avera does apply. So I would have thought it applies only to korban.
No, but could you use that term? Can't you say that they bring that example to show that it applies either to korban?
No, but if you don't have a second source of korban, I would have no right to say that. I would say that one source tells me it applies to korban, and now I apply the general rule all over Shas, kachim shiny. That there is a higher standard that is applied to kachim, it doesn't apply to lulav or anything else. Now that I have a second pasuk, it tells me no. The Rav Shimon Bar Yochi adds, it's telling me it even applies. And I will show you how this manifests itself, lahalacha.
Wouldn't it make more sense to bring another example than it's not a korban situation?
I know, but he couldn't find any. That's the problem. He could not find... If he had another pasuk, that would have been the easiest thing. But he couldn't find anything. Couldn't find anything. Just the... Let's read on 2 lines of Gemara. 2 lines of Gemara. Itmar. And then we're going to get to the Tosfos. Itmar Nami. Amar Rabami, Yavesh Pasul, Mipnei She'ein Hadar. A Yavesh is Pasul second day of Yontif, because it's not Hadar. Gazul Pasul, Mishim Dehevelei Mitzvah Haba Baveira. Upliga de Rab Yitzchak. And this halacha, that a Gazul is Pasul, disagrees with Rab Yitzchak. The Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani Omar Shmuel. Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani says a halacha in the name of Shmuel. Loi Shanu Ela B'yantav Rishon. When is a lulav hagazul pasul? Only first day of Yontiv. Avol B'yantav Sheni.
Mitoch sheyotzei b'sha'ul yotzei nami b'gazel. Says Shmuel that on the second day of Yontif, just as you're allowed to borrow a lulav, you can use a stolen one as well. Do not look any place. Don't cheat. Don't look any place. Tell me, Rabotai, what you would conclude from Shmuel's opinion. What would you conclude from Shmuel's opinion? That he what? No, that don't need a conclusion. That's what he says. No, he didn't say anything about the Yavesh. He only said, Mitoshi Yotze B'Sha'ul Yotze B'Gov. He didn't say anything about the Yavesh. He didn't choose to comment. What could you extract about the topic that we are talking about tonight? Say what? Mitzvah Be'er doesn't exist. That's why he's allowing the Lulav HaGadol on Yom Kippur. Okay? Now take a look at the last Tosis on the page and tell me why Tosis disagrees with what you just said, Yehuda. Now take a look at the last Tosis on the page. The last Tosis, the little Tosis. Says Taisvith. No. Because Taisvith is Lashit Asas. Taisvith learned like Rashi. That when the Gemara talks about Yantav Sheni, what type of Yantav Sheni are we talking about? Bigvulin, where it's only Mizrahbana. And now Taisvith says, ain't nobody on this planet who disagrees with what? The principle of Mitzvah Bababeru. You know why Shmuel says that I will allow a lulav hagadol on the second day of Yontif? Second day of Yontif. It's only midrabbanan. So for the Rabbanan, they're not going to apply the din of mitzvah b'avera. Because mitzvah midaraisa, you don't need a lulav altogether second day. So by a mitzvah midrabbanan, we will allow you to use a stone. But had we be talking about a din d'oraisa, according to Christ, had we be talking about where on the second days of Yontif? Where on the second days of Yontif? In the Beit HaMikdash or Yerushalayim, where the mitzvah of Lulav is it to Oraisa all 7 days? What would Tosfos say Shmuel held? What would Tosfos say Shmuel held? No good. No good.
The Rav Ashi talking maybe to be born also, doing the machlokas between the Mamorim where the mitzvah of Babera finds the Midel in the Rabbanan?
Yes, according to Tosfos. You have a machloikis amorayim, whether the psul of mitzvah habab avera applies even to a mitzvah midrabanan or not. The Ramban, just need one more second. The Ramban, as we said last week, doesn't believe that this sugya is talking about when the mitzvah of lulav is only midrabanan. He believes that even when the mitzvah of lulav is into oraisa. Because when are we, where are we talking about Yontif Sheni? Where are we talking about Yontif Sheni? In Yerushalayim Virakaydish, or in the Beis HaMikdash? You, in the second day of Yontif in Yerushalayim, the mitzvah is Midoraisa. You must take Lulav and Esrog all 7 days. Now, what is the conclusion? So now, what does Shmuel say? What does Shmuel say? No mitzvah b'avavei. He couldn't read the pasuk that he quoted before. So what did Shmuel come to the conclusion? What did Shmuel come to the conclusion? What conclusion, based on what we said 5 minutes ago, what did Shmuel now come to the conclusion? That it's limited only to lot, only to carbon. That's all. But don't learn the way I just told you to learn. I just told you to learn that when you have that second source, it's designed to tell me that what? That applies even to carbon. So Shmuel, I don't know what you're talking about. The only documented case where there is a psul of mitzvah havah b'avera is carbon. The first pasuk in Malachi says, v'haveisem et ha-gozol v'hapiseah. The second pasuk in Yeshaya says, Sone gezel be'ola for a korban. So don't tell me that the two sources, I don't care there are two sources. Both sources are repetitive. And I believe that they limit the application of mitzvah habav aver only to korban. Therefore, on the second day of Sukkot,
where lulav is not a korban, under those circumstances, what's the halacha? Lulav habdasel on the second avyanta discussion. I don't care this moment. Even though it's a mitzvah midoraisa. Even though it's a mitzvah midoraisa.
Why did you say that second day?
What?
Why only the second day?
Because the first day says Elohim. It has to be yours. Okay. Yeah.
I can't understand because the logic. I mean, why should it make a difference whether it's the Rabbana or the Raisa?
Because there are many, many differences. Whenever you have a mitzvah midrabbanan, the standards are often reduced.
That's not a standard.
It is. Whether you require lachem.
It's not a question of lachem.
Right.
It's a question of mitzvah ababare.
Good. I don't believe mitzvah ababare is an issue.
But by the Raisa, what is the logic behind it?
There is no. I grant you that. Logically, if you know philosophically what mitzvah baravera represents, it makes very little difference logically to apply the difference between what sinas right and the rabbanan. You're a ganan. You're serving a kodesh barkel with a mitzvah baravera. It's ridiculous. Don't blame me. Tyson said.
Yeah, I'm
never. Tyson said. Don't blame me. I'm just trying to explain the word. Yeah, like Rabbi, if I say it's the verse, he does. That's all. I'm not. It's not my chiddush. The world didn't say that. It's what Tyson said. Yeah.
This a moment ago, you were talking about this wasn't the source of Mitzvah Bavera, the Pesukim, but the way Shmuel learned, the Pesukim really are the source.
Correct. I grant you that. He seems to put only stock in the verse, not just cute. It's applying it. This is the source. Don't extend it. Correct. Good observation. Good observation.
I just picked, I'm sorry, you know, the echo. I mean, when the Rabbanan makes different types of criteria for, you know, the Rabbanan to arise, so this is very unusual for them.
Not.
But not this type of difference that they...
Okay, it's a very sharp difference, I know. But there are other situations where we apply other standards that don't apply to Din D'oraisa, we apply to a Rabbanan.
Can you even go further and say, according to the Ramban, where the Machlokas Samaran here is talking about Din D'oraisa, that even Rav Amri would say that a Din D'rabbanan, everyone would say this above our there would be okay by Din D'rabbanan, according to the Ramban.
That's very possible. You have that long, you could have said that. That's correct. He didn't say it, but you could have. Correct. No, I'm not saying no.
Yeah. The problem is that normally when the Rabbanan make a distinction, there's a reason, there's a basis for it. To say that they made it.
He has to say, Tysus has to say something, because Shmuel disagreed with the halacha. Shmuel said that a lulav hagazel is kosher. So Tysus got to explain it somehow. Why is it kosher? Yeah.
This is really not talking about mitzvah of Avera, it's talking about gazel. How do we extend gazel to all cases of mitzvah of Avera?
Oh! That's what we're going to do for the next 9 weeks. Not quite. Exactly to what type of Averos do we apply it? Now let's take a look at Tosfos. That's a titanic Machloikas Orishayim. Let's take a look at Tosfos.
What is Shmuel do with his own derivation
of Nothing. He says that it applies to Kot, so it's possible. Because of mitzvah of Avera, by a korban.
Then why is lulav?
Because lulav, it says lacham. Who said that you wouldn't be yaitzed after the yaitzed?
Well, Gemara says
that
there's no, that's the whole... No, that's... You gotta read the words of Gemara.
We'll see on the first day of Yantiv if somebody's the yaitzed, whether or not that qualifies lacham for lulav. The Gemara here is talking about korban. We'll see whether or not your logic can be applied to Lulav. We'll see in a couple of seconds. Let's take a look at Tosfos now. Okay? So, yeah. Take a look at the top Tosfos. We'll start in the second part of the where it says about 8 lines into the top. First part, Tosfos, we'll get back to it, because Tosfos quotes another case that we're not ready for. So we'll start the Im Taimar. Everybody have a place? About 8 lines into the Tosfos. The Im Taimar, for the Fregen Akasha. Likamon, later on the Aflamid Aleph on the days, Dipaslinon, Lulav Shalashera,
v'shel ira nidachas mishum demichtas she'ure. The Gemara says later that a lulav shel asherah, asherah is a tree that was worshipped l'avodah zarah. Okay? You have to destroy it. And ira nidachas is a city in which the majority of its inhabitants worshipped l'avodah zarah. You're supposed to burn the entire city down. Lo si boneh od. You're not allowed to derive any benefit from any item in that city. Okay? Now, the Gemara operates on the notion that anything that is going to be destroyed, I mentioned this last week, forfeits its shi'ur. Any requisite shi'ur that this item requires doesn't exist if it has to be destroyed. Ksusei michta shi'urei. Its shi'ur, its minimum required size, is evaporates, is cut off. Very nice. That's why a lulav shel asherah is possible. Asks Tysus, who needs such fancy lumbas? You know why a lulav shel asherah should be possible? See? Why? Because you worship the Avodah Zarah. Very simple. You bow down, this is my God, this is my God, and now you want to take this lulav, which somebody made into a getchka, and you want to use this to make a kind of mitzvah lulav. Asks Tysus. V'im toy ma'al nekaman d'paslin alulav shel asheri sheloi nevshem t'mishum d'mechta shi'urei tepik lei mishum d'mitzvah haba b'aveira. What? Oh, Tosis is not going to say anachanami. Tosis is going to come up with a principle when you apply it and when you don't. V'su, and a second question, amai sharinan d'lav ashera d'moshe. The Gemara later on says that the only time that we disallow a lulav shel asherah is asherah de Moshe. I'm going to learn, like, this is my point, this Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what it means. So Rashi claims that asherah de Moshe means an asherah that existed only in Moshe Rabbeinu's time. But after Moshe Rabbeinu's time, every lulav is okay. So Tosfos asks, why would the Gemara quote a halacha that is no longer applicable? You're going to quote a halacha in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, lulav shel asherah is possible, but the halacha never applies. Because it's only in asherah at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is not here any longer. So you're going to write a Mishnah about a halacha of an historical fact? Okay. But Tosfos asks, why should a lulav shel asherah today be kosher? So it's not asherah de Moshe. But is it a mitzvah habav aveira? Yes, because when aveira was done, you worshipped Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos offers criteria number one, v'yesh loimah, d'lo dami legezel. Here Tosfos talks like a briska. D'machmas aveiras hagezel ba'a hamitzvah sheyotzei ba. When you steal something, if I didn't steal it, I would not have it. The Aveira directly facilitates the Kiyom HaMitzvah. When the Aveira directly facilitates the Kiyom HaMitzvah, then you apply Mitzvah HaVav Aveira. However, Aval, Hani, but Asherah, Alulav Shel Asherah, and Irani Dachas, Otu, Machmas Aveira Shina'a Sebo, me, Nafakbe. Does the fact that somebody, even myself, that I worshipped Avodah Zarah, does that facilitate me from using the, for me to use this lulav? It's got nothing to do with it. Yes, an Aveira was done with it. But it doesn't facilitate the mitzvah. Therefore, Tosfos's first rule is that the only time that we apply mitzvah habav aveira is if the aveira leads directly to the facilitation of the mitzvah. Then you do not get credit for that mitzvah. But if an aveira was done with this item, but it does not necessarily facilitate the performance of the mitzvah, under those circumstances, mitzvah habav aveira is not a psul, and therefore the Gemara was compelled to eliminate a lulav shel asherah based on this other halacha, it's called ksusei mechta she'urei.
its shiur was what reduced. That's Titus's first answer. Yes. Correct.
No, by taking it out, you're violating.
No.
There's a mitzvah to let it not take part of that. By violating that mitzvah.
Okay. You're not supposed to rebuild the city.
And you're not supposed to have a law. So I will quote you
the famous mitzvah slavery hunters do. That with the use of a mitzvah, that doesn't violate the Isra Hanok.
The mitzvah is safe to be
correct. I'm not replanting it. I'm kind of mitzvah. I'm not doing anything. I'm just taking it, putting it down, and then I'm gonna burn it. Right after the answer. That's Tysus's answer. Good. Now, Tysus is gonna go off on a tangent, as he often does. We are going to remain focused. Please now go to the last five lines of the Tysus. Five lines of the Tysus. Tell me what Tysus asks. He does not answer his question, and I'm going to sit here and take a little schluck while you attack Tysus. Nobody's going home tonight until you ask Tysus, you challenge Tysus. Nobody's going home tonight. Read the last four lines of Tysus and tell me why you have... Tysus asked such an eyes of the kasha, he couldn't even answer it. He doesn't even give an answer. Tell me why his kasha is no kasha. It says, Umiyu, five lines from the bottom. Umiyu tema, beperikol sha'a. I'm glad they learned the place.
That's right.
I'm very glad.
And they started 8 lines down.
Okay. What's the case which Tysus asks? Masa Shotezo. Okay?
What's the action that he's doing that's necessitating the Easter?
Say it's short, little, not necessitating.
Creating.
Good. Of course. Good. Let me ask Tysus and Sasha, and then you'll attack him. Tysus asks, the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim darshens a pasuk. You find a special pasuk to tell me that matzah shel tevel is no good. Tevel is grain from which you did not take trumas and maisers. So you were a farmer, you harvested your grain, and instead of being matzah trumas and maisers, what did you do? You immediately baked matzah. Very nice. And you ate it. So you violated an aveirah, there's no doubt about it. Feeding tevel. But the Gemara said you need a pasuk to tell me that you're not going to be yotzei for the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Pesach at night with matzah shel tevel. Asks Tysus, what do you need a pasuk for? It's funny, it's always the Gemara says, have a halacha. Mitzvah haba ba'ver. Who needs a pasuk? You and me would imagine the best thing would be a pasuk. No, who needs a pasuk? It's a halacha. Mitzvah haba ba'ver. So you say, Robert, Tysus just answered that question. Why? In order to have a violation of mitzvah habav aveira, what relationship has there be between the aveira and the mitzvah? The aveira has to facilitate the mitzvah. So when you steal something, I understand it. Because if you didn't see it, you wouldn't have it. But here, this is an extraneous aveira. I wasn't matters to Muslimizers. But because I wasn't true to Muslimizers, that's why I ate a kizayis of matzah? The mitzvah is not to give away 100% of my stuff. I didn't give away the 2% to the kayin. I'll give him, what's the big deal? I'll give him to him later.
No, yeah? the issue is eating tevel. So there's an Easter to eat tevel. So Tosu says, Tosu's question is, if the moment I'm being the kayin, the mitzvah,
so Tosu is now adding a second principle. Tosu adds a second principle. This is not the first principle. By Tysus's question and not giving an answer, we now have a right to postulate a second principle according to Tysus. Namely,
There is a second time when mitzvah haba baveir will be a factor. When is it? When the Avera and the mitzvah take place at the exact same second. Exact same second. So when will you violate an isur of eating tevel? When you put the matzah and you swallow it. When will you fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah? When you put the matzah in your mouth and you swallow it. If at the very same time that you are attempting to fulfill a mitzvah, you violate an Avera at that very precise moment, Tosfos now adds criteria number two to tell me that also is considered mitzvah bab Avera, even though it does not at all fit in category number one. If Tosfos believed that there was only one category, then he asked the question, he already answered that. So you have a right. Based on Tosfos, we can assume he didn't forget what he wrote 5 minutes ago, and he asks a question for which he finds no satisfactory answer. We now have a right to propose that Shitas HaTosfos in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph, because there are going to be many other Tosfos, Sukkah in Tosfos, Daf Lamed Aleph, believe that there are two criteria. One, that the Avera facilitates the mitzvah. Two, simultaneity, where the Kiyum HaMitzvah and the Avera take place at the exact precise instant, under those circumstances, you will violate the Avera. So you will not be Mekayim the Mitzvah based on the fact that Mitzvah HaBava Avera will not take place. I'll give you another illustration. Are you Yerushalmi in Shabbos Perek HaOreg? Here is the case. Okay? Somebody decided to take a lulav from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Okay? And he held the etrog upside down as he was taking it out in his house, so he has not yet fulfilled the mitzvah. As he steps out into the Rosh Hashanah, he turns the etrog upside down. So what happened at that precise moment when he turned the etrog upside down? How many things did he violate? Two. He was Machal Shabbos, because he carried from Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah. And number two, he tries to be the kind of mitzvah of Av Amina. According to Tosfos, he will not be Mekayim the mitzvah of Av Amina. I didn't say it's not the same. I didn't say it's the same time. But you could apply Tosfos' criteria that with the same mice in the tila, I was Michal Shabbos, and the Yerushalmi disagrees with Tosfos. The Yerushalmi says you are Yotzei the mitzvah. I'm just playing with Tosfos and say Tosfos operating with that would necessarily operate that way. Yes.
So it comes down to whether is it an essence of the exact same time?
Yes.
The same action. Because with the matzah,
it's the same action.
The eating is the exact same. Here, there's two different actions. One is the actual carrying, and one is the turning.
No. The turning was just because I had to delay the fulfillment of the mitzvah until you get outside. The turning is not part of the mitzvah. The reason why we turn it over the lulav is caused by the etrog, because if you were to pick it up, you couldn't make a bracha, you already fulfilled the mitzvah. So I wanted to create a case where he can't fulfill the mitzvah until he steps outside.
Let's take it to a more extreme case. Let's say at the same time he's shaking the lulav, he's doing something with his feet, and he's going to be over something with coats there. He's cutting with his feet at the same time. So is that also simultaneous?
Okay. There you go even one step further. Right. It's not in the lula.
Right. But so the question is, how important is it?
I would say that even Tosfos would limit his simultaneity to two, where the mitzvah and the avera both are triggered by the lula. Why were you Michal Shabbos? Because I carried the lula. Why was I Mekayim the mitzvah? Because I carried the lulav. If while I was carrying the lulav, I did Harisha, that's not, I don't even think Tosfos would say that.
Not habar.
What?
Not mitzvah habar, but aver.
Right, exactly. Correct. I don't think Tosfos would go that far. Lamagain Zaita.
Crystallizing this principle is a famous Rambam in Hilchos Shofar. Perek Aleph, Hilchos Shofar, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, a stolen shofar is acceptable. To blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam applies mitzvah avav avera to almost every single mitzvah. You steal tefillin, you're not yotze the mitzvah. You steal tzitzis, can't be the kind of mitzvah. You steal matzah gzula, you can't be the kind of mitzvah. But if you steal a shofar, says the Rambam, you can be yotze the mitzvah. And the Rambam tells us why, and then I'm going to tell you to write it, and you will never hear pshat from the Rambam except for the Rav. That's it. You'll never hear it. The Rambam says, since I choose to define the mitzvah of tiyah shofar as a mitzvah of hearing the sound, not to blow, ein bikol din gezel. You can't steal sound. It's impossible to steal sound. Therefore, the Rambam crystallizes the mitzvah bav avera. Mitzvah bav avera only applies when the chetzer, which leads directly to the fulfillment of the mitzvah, was involved in an avera. The chetzer is gazel. Here the shofar, even though it was gazel, is not the kiyum ha-mitzvah. It's the maisa ha-mitzvah, not the kiyum ha-mitzvah. The kiyum ha-mitzvah comes about by hearing the sound, and it is physically impossible to steal sound. So the Rambam will apply mitzvah b'avir to almost many, at least through the root of gezel, through every single mitzvah. Every single mitzvah. But his exception is shofar because of that. If you believe as the Or Zeruah believed, that the definition of the mitzvah of Kiyas Shofar is to blow, so then you would possible shofar gazel, just like you possible a lulav gazel and matzah gzula, 100%. There's no doubt about it.
But the first criteria is still fine.
Which one?
His first criteria. So he couldn't have. It couldn't have been a ko if he hadn't. If he hadn't. The first criteria.
But Taisus Rambam modifies it a little. It's only where the avera leads to the facility of the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is performed with that object. Just because it's a machshir, a facilitator, is not enough. It has to be a facilitator of the item with which you are the kind of mitzvah. That's why Eir the Rambam. He essentially agrees with Taisus. But he has that one little knetch in relationship to Kiyas Shofar. Yes.
What did he say?
What is that?
Part of
Megillah, though, according to Rambam. Megillah? Megillah? 100% would fly. Why not? Sure. Every mitzvah. The Rice or the Rabbanah. No, that's the yotze. The mitzvah clears from the goes to read it from the text. There's a special look, Shemaya Karim. Right, correct. I'm not, when I hear the shofar from the Baal, he's not might see me. The Baal Tateh is not might see us. Bennett, when he blows, is not might see us. He's might see us with the brachas. Of course. But he is shofar, we are yotze. Independently, we hear the sound of the shofar. No, he's not Yotzi us. Absolutely not. Now listen to this Ravid, Rabotai. Listen to this Ravid. Says the Ravid, Afilu Yehei b'kold in gezel. Even if it would be possible to steal sound, Afilu Yehei b'kol din gezel, says the Ravid. Yom Trua Yielochem Mikol Makom. Yom Trua Yielochem Mikol Makom. That's why a shofar gazel is okay. Because it says Yom Trua Yielochem. What's the Ravid talking about? So the Rav explained the Ravid in the following fashion. The only time that the Ravid applies the psul of mitzvah bav avera is if there is a requirement of violence. If there is a requirement of ownership, So now, do you have to own tefillin? Absolutely not. You don't have to own tefillin. Therefore, according to the Rambam, if you steal tefillin, you'll be the kind of tefillin. In order to be chayav in the midst of tzitzis, must you own that garment? Yes, you must. A talis shula is p'turim enough tzitzis. If I borrow your talis, I don't have to put tzitzis on. I borrow a four-cornered garment for you, I wrap myself in it, I do not have to put tzitzis on. Tidilim tase l'cha al arvakan kos kisuscha. Tzitzis requires l'chem. So if I steal a talis, I'm not going to the midst of talis. Not every single time that the word lachem appears in the Chumash, do we darshan that you require bias. We don't. That's part of our Torah Shabbat tradition. When the Torah writes to lakachtem lachem by lulav, what do we darshan by lulav? It must be yours. Therefore it applies to what? It applies to lulav hagavah. Applies to lulav hagavah. One second. But by shayfar, what does the Torah write? Yom tri lachem, after what? Mikol makom. What does mikol makom mean? In any way you blow the shayfar. Even though the word lachem appears in the text, it is not designed to teach us that what? That what? That you must have an own shayfar? You don't have to have your own shayfar. Therefore, says the writer, even if it would be theoretically possible to steal sound, I don't believe that mitzvah haba ba'aveira is a factor. Mitzvah haba ba'aveira is a factor only, number one, he applies it only to Gezel, only to the Isra of Gezel, no place else. Plus, it must be the type of mitzvah which the Torah demands bailus. And even if you're going to finagle the bailus, how? By having yeirush and so on and so forth, the halakh is not going to recognize because it's mitzvah b'aveira. But by shofar, even if you had the capacity of stealing sound, nonetheless, you could be yotze with a stolen shofar. Why? There's no halacha of lachem in relationship to bailus. To shofar. So there are a precious few mitzvos to which we would now apply the halakha of mitzvah habavavir according to the Rashi. Think. Korban requires lochem, because it says, Adam kiyakim mikem, and we darshan, lahoytiyas hagav. Lula, ulakachtem lochem. Sitzis, gibilim tasa lecha, al arbat hankos kisuscha. Let me ask you about sukkah. Sukkah Zulu with the rises, say it's possible kasha. What's kasha? Except according to Rabbi Lazar. Oh, Rabbi Lazar would say that you can't. Of course, Rabbi Lazar says you have to eat your own sukkah. We paskin like the chachamim. We have this in the second Torah. Because it says, kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukkah. You don't have to have violence.
Yeah. According to the rises, after the first day, everyone's
hard to
hold the
mirror.
Hold like the
Ramban. He'll hold like the Ramban. Of course. According to the Rambam, after the first day, it's 100% kosher.
No.
Or he'll pass it like Shmuel. No, I believe it. It doesn't fit the criteria. In this Gemara, I pass it like Shmuel. What did Shmuel say? Because she yotzei b'sha'ul, yotzei b'gav.
Isn't it possible he would say that because it's subject to the din of Lachem, even though it's subject to the din of Lachem on the first day?
You might say that.
It's subject to the din of Lachem.
Good. You might. You might. That might depend on last week's share, whether Usmachtem is a... That might depend. You have an option of saying that. It's not... I'm not compelled. I'm not sure. But certainly by Sukkah, the Rambam would say 100% kosher.
A carbon, even if you got it after Yush, you should say, yeah, that's a carbon after Yush. It's still...
Right. But
against Lachem, it's still subject to...
Right. Correct. But there is a requirement that it be Lachem. On the second day of Yom Kippur, there is no requirement. You could have... I'm not going to argue with you. Yeah.
So, would the writer say then that Mark of the Table is kosher?
The what?
Mark of the Table is kosher.
Good. Excellent question. Master Shotevo is 1,000% kosher, if not for the fact that it was a apostle. Right? You can't argue with a pasuk. But from the vantage point of Matzah, what? Of Ritva Baba Peira, 100%. You have to ask the best question. How about a Matzah Zula? Is there a requirement that Matzah be your own? I spoke about this one night in Yontif many years ago. Is there a requirement that Matzah be your own? What would you say? Logic would dictate no. Well, how do you know that? Because you invite lots of people to your seder, they don't own their matzahs. Yet, there is a Gemara of Safa that seems to indicate that there was a hekesh between lulav and matzah. Correct. So there's a famous taz that says that since you know that the matzah is going to be eaten, the balabayis, when he gives it to him, understands fully well that he's not giving it to borrow. Yeah, he's not lending him the matzah, he plans to give it to him. Even though there's no formal maisa haknah. No haknah. What? And, okay, so let's say I want to be kidding. I'm just going to fight for the time. No picking it up, okay? I can play the same game. Yeah. Ner Chanukah. Good. Point to the right at 100% kashya. There's no requirement that Ner Rosh Chanukah be yours. Correct. What? The house is to be yours. That's something else. But the Ner Chanukah doesn't have to be yours. So that's Shitas Arayim. Shitas Arayim. So we've seen so far two opinions, two criteria in Tosfos. Rambam, which limits it very carefully to what? That it's the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. And then, in relationship to the Ravid, it's only when there is a requirement of violence. The next opinion, Rabotai, is offered by Tosis on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. I challenge anybody to remember a Tosis that we did on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Tosis asks the following question. Why do I need a pasuk to teach me, according to Rabbi Lezer, that Sukkah Zula is possible? Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that you must have absolute ownership of your sukkah. You can't go, you can't accept an invitation to somebody else, you can't invite anybody else, because what does the Torah say? Chag ha-sukkos ta'aseh l'cha shivas yomim. It's got to be yours and that's it. Tosfos in Sukkah, Daftar Samaral, asked the kasha, similar type of, who needs a pasuk? Just learn it out for what? Mitzvah Bava Ver. Tosfos answers, listen carefully, that the whole psul of Mitzvah Bava Vera is only a din d'Rabbanan. The Raisa doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. So Al Gemara says Mitzvah Bava Vera, what's the answer? Asmach the Balma. Don't take the psukim seriously. The entire psul is only in the Nidarabbana. Therefore, in order to eliminate a sukkah zula mita oraisa, what did Rabbi Eliezer require? A pasuk of lakah. So Tosfos there says that the entire psul of mitzvah habav aver is only a Nidarabbana. Mita oraisa doesn't exist. 90 sugyas and shas disagree with Tosfos. But you have to know this sheet does not Tosfos. Because tomorrow you're going to be in Glad Express, somebody's going to tap you on the shoulder, and ask you, do you know Tosfos' sheet that I've done? Yeah. Daf Tes Amud Aleph says that it's only Midrabbanan. Next opinion is offered by the Ritva. The Ritva believes that the only time that mitzvah habav aveira applies is by karbanos, and any mitzvah that has a quality, a characteristic that it shares with korban. What quality is he looking for? What's called ritzui. Ritzui. Where the pasuk is based in Parshas Vayikra, v'nirtzolo l'chaperolo. Matzah, v'nirtzolo. What does that mean? What does it mean? When it's in the pasuk, it says, v'nirtzolo l'chaperolo. What does that phrase mean? It means it will be pleasing unto HaKadosh Baruch. We hope that we offer a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's pleased with our korban. Ritzui. We say this in the davening. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu ba'am chol Yisrael v'tzvilah sam v'Hashem Yisrael v'odav v'ishe Yisrael he should be mekaber al tzvilot. Like what? Like a korban. Special ritzui. There are only two or three other mitzvot which Chazal speak of have this component of ritzui. Lulav is one of them. What is lulav miratzeh on? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu sit in judgment on the Yantav of Sukkos? Alamayim. So the Gemara and the Yerushalmi the Medrash use the expression lulav miratzeh al hamayim. Therefore, says the Ritva, a lulav, the psul of mitzvah habav aveira, will apply to korban. It'll apply to lulav. But don't start asking me lousy. Don't start asking me about sukkah. Sukkah is not ritzui. Don't ask me about tefillin. Tefillin's not ritzui. Don't ask me about tzitzit. Tzitzit's not ritzui. Don't ask me about matzah. Matzah's not ritzui. Lulav and maybe shofar. Because shofar is meratzeh to do what? What do we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do? To convert what to what? Din to what?
Rachamim.
Exactly. So again, that's five sheetness thus far on Mitzvah Babaver. The two criteria of Tosfos here, the Rambam sharpening it, limiting it to the Chesed on Mitzvah. Three, Tosfos, the Ravid, who claims it's limited only to when there is a demand that the Mitzvah be owned, a requirement of Bailus. Tosfos in Sukkot Daf Tes that the entire Halacha Mitzvah Babaver is only a Din Rabbanan. Midoraita doesn't even exist. And the Ritva, it has to have a component that is similar to a korban, namely yesh bo ritzui. Okay, we'll stop there. We will continue 2 weeks.